The Lord be with you. Welcome, welcome in the name of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus. It's great to see all of you tonight. We pray God's blessings on our time together. A couple of words on our worship service for this evening. Our opening hymn, number 527, O Savior, Precious Savior. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service Setting 4 to page 203 and following. We have a special worship insert for this evening. We are observing the minor festival of St. Simon and St. Jude. This festival falls at a time when we rarely get a chance to observe it, usually because it falls on or near Reformation. And so this is a, with the way the Wednesdays fell this year, this is a special opportunity. We pray that God would richly bless us. This coming Sunday, we will celebrate the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, and because that's kind of a big deal, we'll do it again next Wednesday as well. So we'll have two opportunities to observe and celebrate Reformation Day. Before we sing our opening hymn, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. I was handed this note right before I walked in here. There was a multi-car accident leaving the Norris School grounds today, and there are multiple injuries. We don't know any more details than that. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, as always, we come before You, knowing that You are our refuge, our strength, our guide, and our protector. We ask Your blessings upon all those who are protecting and serving with the medical and rescue community. We ask Your blessings upon all those who were injured or have been affected in any way, shape, or form by the accident today near Norris. And Heavenly Father, we ask that You would protect and preserve life, turn people in their sorrow and wonder to You, the one true God, the Lord of all creation, the Savior of our souls. Give them peace, give them comfort, and fill us with the awareness that You are with us wherever we go. You are for us and not against us. Heavenly Father, teach us that as Your baptized children, we have much, much to be thankful for, especially for Your presence and Your care. Heavenly Father, all these things we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen to take away the sin of the world. Amen. Amen. Hymn 527.
Thank you. order of worship, divine service, setting number 4, page 203, we stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon Him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as His people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking His grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner.
Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen.
Almighty God, in His mercy, has given His Son to die for you, and for His sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by His authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
We turn to the words of our introit. We chant them together as printed on your bulletin insert.
I will sing of the steadfast love.
Almighty God, You chose Your servants Simon and Jude to be numbered among the glorious company of the apostles. As they were faithful and zealous in their mission, so may we with ardent devotion make known the love and mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated. The Old Testament lesson for the festival of St. Simon and St. Jude comes from the 26th chapter of the prophet Jeremiah. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, this word came from the Lord. Thus says the Lord, "Stand in the court of the Lord's house and speak to all the cities of Judah that come to worship in the house of the Lord, all the words that I command you to speak to them. Do not hold back a word. It may be that they will listen, and every one turn from his evil way, that I may relent of the disaster that I intend to do to them because of their evil deeds. You shall say to them, 'Thus says the Lord, if you will not listen to me, to walk in my law that I have set before you, and to listen to the words of my servants, the prophets, whom I send to you urgently, though you have not listened, then I will make this house like Shiloh, and I will make this city a curse for all the nations of the earth.'" The priests and the prophets and all the people heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of the Lord. And when Jeremiah had finished speaking all that the Lord had commanded him to speak to all the people, then the priests and the prophets and all the people laid hold on him, saying, "You shall die. Why have you prophesied in the name of the Lord, saying, 'This house shall be like Shiloh, and this city be desolate without inhabitant'?" And all the people gathered around Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. When the officials of Judah heard these things, they came up from the king's house to the house of the Lord and took their seat in the entry of the new gate of the house of the Lord. Then all the priests and the prophets said to the officials and to all the people, "This man deserves the sentence of death because he has prophesied against this city, as you have heard with your own ears." Then Jeremiah spoke to all the officials and all the people, saying, "The Lord sent me to prophesy against this house and this city all the words you have heard. Now therefore mend your ways and your deeds, and obey the voice of the Lord your God, and the Lord will relent of the disaster that He has pronounced against you. But as for me, behold, I am in your hands. Do with me as seems good and right to you. Only know for certain that if you put me to death, you will bring innocent blood upon yourselves and upon this city and its inhabitants. For in truth, the Lord sent me to you to speak all these words in your ears." Then the officials and the people said to the priests and the prophets, "This man does not deserve the sentence of death, for he has spoken to us in the name of the Lord our God." This is the word of our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We turn to the words of our gradual. We speak them together. How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news, who publish peace and bring good news of salvation. Their voice has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. The epistle lesson comes from St. Peter's first letter, the first chapter. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen Him, you love Him. Though you do not now see Him, you believe in Him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. This is the word of our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand for our Alleluia and verse. Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "These things I command you, so that you will love one another. If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. But all these things they will do to you on account of my name, because they do not know him who sent me." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Having heard the very words of our crucified and risen Lord Jesus Christ, we confess our common Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds. God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. I believe in one Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world. Amen.
You may be seated for the hymn of the day. Number 518, stanzas 1, 28, and 3. 1, 28, and 3. Thank you.
mercy and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. What does it mean to be a baptized child of God? That is the question our gospel reading for this evening presents before us. In our gospel reading for this evening, Jesus is teaching His 12 disciples what it means for them that He has chosen them out of the world. In our gospel reading for this evening, Jesus is teaching us what it means for us that He has chosen us in our baptism, and what that means for us, for our life in this world as well. Today in our gospel, Jesus says, "If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, so also will they persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours." What does it mean to be baptized into Christ? To be baptized into Christ means that you will be hated by the world. You will be hated by the world, and you will be persecuted by the world, just as your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was hated and persecuted by the world. You'll be hated and persecuted by the world for the name and for the sake of Jesus. And to say that you'll be hated and persecuted by the world for the sake of Jesus is no different than to say you'll be hated by the world for keeping and for remembering God's Word. What does persecution by the world look like for us today? For in our world today, most people like Jesus or love Jesus. Jesus is pretty popular. In our world today, especially here in Lincoln, Nebraska, most people you will meet will at least say they like Jesus. It'd probably be harder for you to find someone who would say that they don't like Jesus. Our world, while it may be fond of Jesus, our world is not fond of God's Word. Our world does not like God's Word. And our world does not like God's Word because our world does not like the Jesus they find in God's Word. Instead, the Jesus the world loves is its own version of Jesus. What does the world's version of Jesus look like? Well, the world's version of Jesus, he doesn't care too much about Scripture or doctrine or creeds. The world's Jesus, all that matters to him is that you just believe in Jesus. The world's version of Jesus, he doesn't condemn sin. He just tells you to do your best every day and try to love people. The world's version of Jesus is just one way of many ways to heaven. And each way is just as valid as the next to the world's version of Jesus. What's really important to the world's version of Jesus is that you just believe in something. The world's version of Jesus, he is just a man. He was just a teacher who gave us a lot of good life lessons while he was here in this world. My friends, the world's version of Jesus is not Jesus at all. But simply put, the world's version of Jesus is nothing more than an idol. For only through God's Word are we able to know who Jesus truly is. For Jesus is the Word made flesh, the Word who dwelt among us. To deny even a single word of Scripture is to deny the true Jesus. To say anything about Jesus that is contrary to Scripture is to believe in and to confess a false Jesus, is to believe in and to confess an idol. What does it mean to be baptized into Christ? To be baptized into Christ means you will be tempted to believe in and to confess the false Jesuses of this world. You'll be tempted to say, as long as we all believe in Jesus, the little finer points of doctrine or Scripture, they don't matter. You'll be tempted to say that God doesn't condemn certain sins. Certain sins like homosexuality, adultery, abortion, cursing, not going to church. You'll be tempted to confess the false Jesuses of this world so that you will not be persecuted by the world, so that you will not be hated by the world, but so instead that you might be loved by the world. You'll be tempted to confess the false Jesuses of the world so that you won't be made fun of by the people you meet in the world, but so that instead you might just get along with and be at peace with everyone you come into contact with. How often have you faced such temptations? And how often have you failed? How often have you failed to confess the complete truths of God and His Word as found in His Holy Word? How often have you worshipped a Jesus of your own liking, your own version of Jesus, a Jesus who doesn't condemn that specific sin or that specific pleasure you're so fond of? How often have you chosen the love of this world over the love of Christ? My friends, so often we find ourselves choosing to believe in and to confess the false Jesuses of this world over the Jesus we find and meet in the Scriptures. So often we choose the love of this world over the love of Christ. And when we do so, we sin. For God demands that we put our fear, love, and trust in God, or to say, in the God we find in His Word, in God's Word, above all things. What does it mean to be baptized into Christ? It does not mean that you will not face temptations in this world. To be baptized into Christ does not mean that you will not struggle with sin in this world. To be baptized into Christ does not mean that you will never fail. But to be baptized into Christ means that for all those times you have struggled with sin, and that for all those times you have failed, Jesus, the true Jesus found in Scripture, struggled with temptations, and He never failed. Today in our text, Jesus said, "If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you." Jesus, the true Jesus revealed in God's Word, was persecuted and was hated by the world for you. He never ran away from persecution, but instead, He humbly bore it. During His life, He was tempted. He was tempted by the devil in the wilderness, and He was hated. Hated by His own people who were constantly seeking and trying to put Him to death. The world hated Jesus. It hated Jesus so much that it beat Him. It mocked Him. It scourged Him. And it killed Him. It put Him to death by crucifying Him on the cross. Jesus faced the worst persecution and hatred the world had to offer. He faced the worst torture and suffered the most brutal death that any man on earth could face. And He did it for you. What does it mean to be baptized into Christ? It means that Christ has chosen you. And Jesus' death on the cross was for you, and the gifts that He won there on the cross for you, you have received. In our text for this evening, Jesus tells us, "You are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world." To be baptized into Christ does not mean that you chose Jesus, but rather that Jesus has chosen you. To be baptized into Christ means that while we sometimes forget Jesus, Jesus never forgets you. For after Jesus rose from the dead and ascended into heaven, He sent to His church, to you, His Holy Spirit, who keeps us, His church, with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. To be a baptized child of God does not only mean that Christ chose you, but Christ continually keeps you in your baptismal grace. He keeps you in your baptismal grace through His Word and through His sacraments. He keeps you by continually calling you to repentance and by continually announcing to you that Jesus Christ has forgiven you all your sins. What does it mean to be a baptized child of God? It means that Jesus continually forgives us all of our sins, and because of that forgiveness, we are made bold to confess His name, the God who is found in Scripture, to the world. We are made bold to confess God's Word in the face of the persecutions of this world. And we are bold to confess the truth of God's Word, not because of any merit and worthiness in us, but because Christ has chosen us. But only through the power of the Holy Spirit working through God's Word are we able to boldly confess Jesus, the Jesus found in Scripture, to the world. So, what does it mean to be baptized into Christ? It means that God has chosen you. He has chosen you out of the world, and He has put His name upon you. To be baptized into Christ, it means that in this world, we will face persecutions and we will face hatred. The world will hate us. But most of all, to be baptized into Christ means this, that we take heart in the face of the sufferings and persecutions of the world, because Jesus, our Lord and Savior, through the persecution and the suffering He faced for us on the cross, has overcome the world. Thanks be to God. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard and keep our hearts and minds in Jesus, the Word incarnate, until life everlasting. Amen.
And for all people according to their needs. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank You for the gift of Jesus, crucified, risen, ascended, and returning, a salvation accomplished for us, salvation delivered at the baptismal font. Help us now truly to live as Your baptized children. Lord, in Your mercy. Heavenly Father, great physician of body and soul, You chasten and You heal. We beg You to show mercy to all of Your servants who are sick or suffering this day. Especially we lay before You Mariah, John, Disney, Kay, Joyce, Harper, Marge, Hilda, Pastor Schlaman's father, and all those that we remember in our hearts. Heavenly Father, grant them grace in the midst of their affliction, and if it be Your good and gracious will, grant them healing, full and complete. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of life, we beg You to show mercy to those who are mourning the loss of loved ones this day, for the family of Larry Eisenman, for the family of Diane Greckel, for the family of Daryl Sayer, and all those that we remember in our hearts. Heavenly Father, may their peace and comfort be in Jesus, who truly is the resurrection and the life. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, grant Your blessing to all those who come at Your gracious invitation to receive the very body and blood of Your Savior Jesus, in and under bread and wine. Bless us with truly repentant hearts. Lord, in Your mercy,
Hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, as you have filled us with all good things, especially the forgiveness of sins, teach us how to love, serve, and forgive one another, and to be bold confessors of your truth. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. This time we ask that you would participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship with us tonight. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news that comes to us, being filled with all good things, especially with the Lord Jesus Christ and the waters of holy baptism, would be yours today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings. Sacrament begins on page 208 in our hymnal. Please stand as you're able. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give Him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on Him our sin, giving Him into death that we might not die eternally. Because He is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in Him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. By faith, the saints of old held fast to Your promise of things hoped for, though not yet seen, leaving an example and encouragement for us who walk now by faith and not by sight. Grant that we may faithfully eat and drink this holy supper of Your Son's body and blood, and in the union of His mystical body, the Church, be joined in unending praise with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Elijah, all the faithful prophets, the blessed apostles and evangelists, Saint Simon and Saint Jude, the holy martyrs, and all the saints in glory who fought the good fight of faith before us. Hear us as we pray in His name, and as He has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is My body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of Me." In the same way also He took the cup after supper. And when He had given thanks, He gave it to them saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in My blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of Me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
We say it. very body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus, strengthen and preserve you in both body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
We stand and sing the Nunc Dimittis, page 211. Pray. O God the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Please remain standing as we sing the Common Doxology. Welcome in the name of Jesus. A couple of quick announcements. Check out the Good Shepherd News and Notes. They're in the back shelf there if you didn't get them this last Sunday. All the activities and events in the days and weeks ahead that are listed there. On Sunday and then again next Wednesday, we'll be honoring and celebrating the eternal gospel that God has given us, the Reformation. And it is kind of a significant number this year. So we pray that God would bless us as we proclaim by His grace His Word in its truth and purity. We've got Bible study in the Fellowship Hall, Psalm 119, choir up in the balcony, Lifelight tomorrow at 1 o'clock, Book of Hebrews. Vicar, anything else? Good job tonight. I think that's all. Have a great day and week in the Lord Jesus Christ.